in the house tonight on a Friday night. What better place to be but with a bunch of ladies eating cupcakes, donuts and hot drinks amongst great company. So my name's Kathy, if you do not know me, and...
My name is Moira. It's very loud.
We are very
really
loud.
It's good to have you guys in the house this evening. I was about to say morning. We just want to welcome you in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
The only name that we celebrate tonight. If you're new to church, you don't go to church, or you haven't been here before, we welcome you. It's really good to have you in the house of God tonight. Amen.
Amen. So we want you to feel welcome. So quickly just say a hello to someone you don't know, even if it's just a wave to someone at the back or at the front. We're a joyful place right now. Not that you just didn't have half an hour to do all this, but, you know, us ladies love to talk.
Just some housekeeping rules. Our bathrooms are to the left if you go out these double doors. Just help yourself to, there's some sprays and stuff in there for the girls. The exit is also where you came in from, and there's another exit out here to my right.
Yes, and I just got a message in that the merch corner and the hospitality corner are now closed. So if you are over in that area, if you just make your way back here, merchandise will be on sale again after the service, so don't think you're going to miss out. I do know, Moira, that we are doing pre-orders, so if there's nothing there that suits you, or I know Nikki is so great, she's the one that designed these lovely outfits, she will do a pre-order and we'll get something to you. So, so exciting. What's next?
The clothes party,
okay. Clothes party. Ladies who know what our clothes party are all about, please get ready. So this is something we here at Ascend Global have been running, we think now for 7 years. This is our seventh year. And it is something that is for the community. And every year we ask for a small donation through the door as you come in. And it's basically, you don't need to shop online because you can shop for free or a small donation of a dollar. Out the back here, we used to do it in the foyer. That's our very first year we done it in the foyer. And what we do, Moira, is we ask the ladies during the month, the first month, so the first of September, what day is it? First of October, Friday the 1st of October.
Yeah, it's, I think my first one was last year.
Right.
And I was helping and I was really upset because I wanted the stuff on the racks. It is honestly a crazy event. It's a good cause. There's something for everyone. If there's nothing for you, there's something for your child, there's something for your husband, there's something for someone at work. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Really exciting.
So how it works is in the month of September, our front doors open. So ladies, it's time to clear out your wardrobes, make room for the 2022 shop, and all the stuff you bought in 2020 online that didn't fit because you got it during COVID, and we all expanded a little bit then, you can bring to this clothes party, drop it off here at Ascend, ring someone to come and collect it from you if you cannot get here. And then what you do is you turn up on Friday night with your friends and you just have a great time. And
what
it's for a great
free
cause.
Shopping.
So this year we are doing mental health.
Yes.
All the money will go all towards proceeds. Mental health, a very important part in our community.
Yeah.
And we will have more detail on that a little bit later. So you, 1st of September, we start getting the clothes. So we take men's clothes too. So if you've got a partner and you don't like what they're wearing, now is your time, you know. Get rid of it and say, I don't know where it went. I've got no idea. I haven't seen it for so long either. So
we have a huge team that does all the filtering, so it's all clean.
Yeah. And we're actually
surprises.
Not allowed to touch anything. Even when we see all the labels come in, we are not allowed to touch them. It's all for you guys and your friends. So we have the ladies you poured in tonight. We have even more that come in on the clothes party. So we're so excited. So what else have we got? We all like a bit of winning in the house.
We have two spot prizes tonight.
Yes.
If you saw all of our merch, we've got two available. I think you get to pick one if you win this, is that right?
Yeah, anything you want from the merch.
Yep.
So, it's on me?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, I'll take it. So we also have here 20 of these lovely cheese boards. Now, these just aren't Kmart cheese boards. I was looking at them. I was like, my goodness, they are absolutely wonderful. Now, they have been given to us by a lovely mother in the house of Sarah. Where's Sarah?
She's at the back.
So hi, there Sarah. We are. And it is Letitia, is that correct, Mum's name? From Linens and More Online. So please go and support the company because she just blessed us. And also in your gift bags you have tea towels from her business. So how awesome is God right now? So but you're probably thinking enough, I want to know how we win these. So before I tell you how you win them, what I need you to know is you can collect them. If you are a winner, you can collect your prize after the lovely service tonight, because we don't want you running to the merch table during our most important time of the night. So how it all goes is, right now I need you all to stand up, because we're going to get ready in the house.
That's right.
And Moira has a ticket here.
Oh.
This is the lucky merch ticket.
Yeah.
I have this one. Now, right now, say hello to the person next to you, then quickly look under your seat.
Some worship. I'm going to ask you to open up your heart, to get ready to let the presence, let the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Flow through you tonight. Amen. 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 This is the best thing about loving on Him. Amen. To give it all back to the one that loved us first. Amen. Amen. Let's welcome Him in tonight.
Lift up a shout of praise in the place. That's how a single woman church worship.
Sing.
exalt him in your way. We honor you in this house. You are Yahweh, the God of our salvation. You're the God who saves. You're the God who heals. You're the God who hears us when we cry out. You're faithful. It's who you are. I sing Yahweh. We exalt you, Lord. We honor you tonight. All over this place, lift your voice. He's the great I am. Yahweh. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. Why don't you lift your hands to him? You say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Perhaps you're here for the first time tonight and this is all a bit different. I want you to know that whether you've been in church before or you haven't, Jesus Christ knows who you are. His name is Yahweh. And he saves and he heals. He sets people free. Yahweh, we welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, it says they were all meeting in one place, just like this. They're all in one accord, in unity. And it said the sound of a rushing wind came in and it filled the whole house. Today, you are a house. You're the house of the living God. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, fill us today. Shift us. Move us. Move us today. We long for more of you, Lord. We haven't come just to a meeting, but Jesus, we want to meet with you. Oh, you're limitless. You're boundless, Lord.
Boundless.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this house. I thank you for hunger in this room. Father, we commit this night to you, Lord. Lord, change us, shift us. We want to be more like you, Jesus. Set us apart for your purposes. Bring hope where there's no hope. Bring answers where there's searching. Bring love where there's fear. You are Yahweh. You're the God of the impossible. So we give you honor tonight. Amen. Amen. Why don't you stay on your feet tonight? I'd love to welcome our guest speaker, Pastor Jacinda Goodsir.
Awesome. Wow. It is absolute honor to be in the Hawke's Bay region. I'm from Otago. Any blue and gold supporters out there? I'm in the wrong place, but tonight... Do you know, I travelled on a plane with a whole lot of testosterone tonight. I came and there was an Otago rugby team and we're in this squashed little plane. And this big guy, I reckon he was a front rower, he came in and he was like, he sat next to me and he was so big he spilled over into my seat. And if you've ever been in a plane, you know, you have this armrest thing. And he was like, do you mind? Do I have a choice? I'm so glad to be in a room full of females and some very brave men, might I add. Gosh, honestly, I'm just down there in worship and I am just feeling what a room full of lionesses we've got in here. You girls, you got a roar inside you. And you know, the Lord said to me some time ago, he said, Jacinda, it is the time for the rise of the pride. And I sat on that word, Pastor Kate, for about 12 months trying to work out what that meant. And I thought it meant a rise of females. And you know, it does, but it's also got males in there too. And I believe that God is rising his pride. And there are people who are unafraid of releasing a roar. There are people who are united in spirit and in truth. There are people who are not afraid to be bold like lions. And I can sense that spirit in this room tonight. That we have a pride rising in this house. And you know, the cool thing about lionesses, I love lionesses. We've got some lionesses right here, right there. It's that lionesses, they work as a team. And you know, the world would say that women, you know, we tall poppy, we cut people down, we're jealous, we gossip. But do you know that in God, it's exact opposite design? That we're called to be the biggest encouragers. We're called to build each other up. We're called to support each other. We're called to cheer each other on. We're called to be unified. That's who we are. We've got some lionesses in the house. Why don't you take a seat? I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited about what Holy Spirit wants to do, what God wants to do. And as Pastor Kate said, if you're new here, if this is your first time, I want to applaud you for having the courage to step into a new environment. I think we've all been there, right? Come on, raise your hand if you've been brave and you've walked into a new environment before, like a church, like a conference, like somewhere new. It takes courage. And I just want to let you know that God marks our days and he puts us in places for divine appointment. And he has an appointment for you tonight. This house, a pride of lionesses. Wow. You know, when Pastor Kate asked me to come up here, it was the first time we actually spoke, was on the phone. And as soon as I heard her voice, I just could pick up the passion and the fire that was in this woman. And I knew that the woman who was surrounded in this region and who were around her, you carried a passion. You carried a fire within you. And It was no surprise when the Lord dropped the word of God into me that this message tonight is called She's on Fire. Why don't you turn to someone beside you and say, you're on fire tonight? Because we're gonna start to spark. You know, there was a company of women who left their ordinary lives to follow Jesus. They set aside the ordinary things that were expected of them, and they followed Jesus, and they were led into a life of transformation and mission and adventure. And I believe tonight God is raising a company of women who are not afraid to leave their ordinary lives and follow a king into a place of transformation, mission, and adventure. You know, we need people to look at us and say, she's on fire. We need in this day to look different to the world. The world so desperately is looking for someone to shine, for someone to be a contrary voice, a beacon of hope, a light in the darkness. We need to be a place of refuge for the broken. We need to be on fire. And you know, I love that we carry a fire on the inside of us. The Bible actually tells us that we have been baptized with fire. Did you know that? In Matthew 3:11, it says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And girls, there is a supernatural fire on the inside of you and I. And do you know that its purpose is to get brighter, is to get bigger, is to burn hotter? We are meant to go from glory to glory. It's not meant to wither and fade. And so often, I remember as a 24-year-old girl, I was in a place called Dublin, Ireland. And it was there I was running to find myself. And I was running to all the things that the world offered. And I came crashing down. And who was there to catch me but God? And he picked me up. He put me in a circle of people who would speak life into me. And I began to rebuild my life. And I just caught something of who he was. And I remember as a 24-year-old praying a prayer that went something like this. Lord, I've done it my way for too long. I've tried it all. And I was, by the world's standards, I looked like I had it together. I had a degree. I had friends. I was social. I was doing okay. I looked like I knew how to put the smile on and project what I wanted others to see. Is there anyone who knows what I'm talking about? You know, we women, we can be good at that. You know, fake it till you make it. But I came to a place where I said, I've tried it my way. And you know what? Every single avenue ended in a dead end. Every single one, the money, the men, the job, the success, the title, every single one led to a dead end. And so I came to a place crashing down on my knees and I said, God, I've had it my way. So today I make a decision and I surrender my will. I step out of the driving seat, that holding onto the steering wheel. And today I release that to you and I surrender afresh. And I want your will from this day on. And I know I haven't been a good girl. I don't even know if I'm worthy or if you can do anything with me. But right now I need you. And so from this day forth, I want your perfect will. Not your permissible will, your perfect will for my life. And from that day forth, do you know, for God to set a fire on an altar, he needs something to consume. And if you would be brave enough to put the most precious thing you own on the altar of surrender, which is your life, a fire will come and ignite you in the inside. And it will never grow dim. You will be changed. And I tell you, I have been on that journey for 20 years now. And there have been valleys and mountaintops, because we're human. But do you know, not once have I been left alone. Not once has he let me down. And I have never regretted that decision. Today, I want to encourage you. If you're at a crossroads, because I was at a crossroads. And I knew that for the first time in my life, I didn't know what my future might look like, but I knew who I wanted to live for. If he gives his life up for me, how much more could I give my life up for him? And so today we're women on fire. And you know, I want to encourage you to put something on the altar. What can we put on the altar? The title of this message is She's on Fire. She's on fire. And I want to use fire as an acronym. You see, we each have a fire on the inside of us when we come to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit ignites us. But that fire, if it's not fed, it will burn out. And we need to be women who grow in passion, who grow in love, who burn brighter, who stand out when we pick up the kids from the schoolyard, who when we walk into the workplace, our workmates go, "Wow, there she is. I'm so glad. I want to have a coffee with her today." Because there's something about us that ignites them. You see, we need to become contagious Christians. We need to become people that, when people walk into me, when I've got my kids and I'm dropping them off at kindy, they're blessed by running into me because I carry a transformative supernatural power to bring life to their world. We need to see ourselves as those women. And so we need to be people on fire. And I'm going to teach you tonight. I'm going to give you four keys that have helped me to become and stay a woman on fire, that I've gone brighter for God. I've wanted to go harder for God. I've become more in love with Him. How do we become people who don't fade the flame? Number one, fire. And if you're good at spelling, it's F. Find people to fan your flame. My mum, she's a wise woman. She used to say to me, "Jacinda, if you want to become an eagle, you got to fly with the eagles. But if you want to be a turkey, just run with the turkeys." You know, we become like the people we surround ourselves with. And when I first came back to the Lord, I remember I had to make some tough decisions. You see, I knew that I had a lot of friends, but not all the friends were good for me. And there was a season in my life that I had to actually prune off certain relationships so I could find intentionally the right people who would fan my flame within me. And let me tell you, you gotta find them. And when you find them in places like this, you stick with them. And can I tell you a secret? Sometimes it's not very comfortable. Find people who fan the flame. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Can I tell you that this is not the time to pull away from relationships or get isolated? Well, here we are in this post-COVID era. And I believe the enemy has had a great agenda to try and cause people to be isolated and pull away from relationship. This is not the time for that. We've got to pull and lean in to those people who can fan our flame, who can fan the fire within us. Tell us who you're called to be. Encourage you of your prophetic words on your life. Speak life over you when you're in a place where you can't see clearly. Because the Bible says, "Folly to the person who falls and they're all alone. And there's no one to pick them up." Who are your people in your world now that have been positioned by God that can speak life into you and can fan the flame within you? There's been different times in my life where Damien and I have had to be intentional. One of the times was when we made a move within 6 weeks to move from the South Island in Oamaru up to Gisborne in the North Island. Why? Because we were hungry to increase the fire within us, and we were wanting to see a gospel that moved in power, not just words. So we looked around and said, who is there who's higher than we are, who's got something that we desire? Who is there that we can position ourselves and graze from, who can be the to our flame? And we made a brave thing. It was by God. People thought we were crazy. We picked up, we resigned from our jobs, we left with our one-year-old, and we ended up in a place called Gisborne, a land I'd never been before, under an incredibly anointed man and woman of God who'd moved in signs, wonders, healings, all the things we read about in the great book. And we wanted to see. And do you know what it did for us? It ignited a fire. It grew it. Our faith grew. Who are the people? Find the people who fan your flame. Can I talk about, Kate said Acts 2. When Pentecost came and the Holy Spirit came down, the disciples were told to wait in an upper room together. Isn't that interesting? That the greatest moment had to happen with them together. You know, they weren't given the instruction, go home, fast and pray in your own individual houses, and at a certain time there will be a release and impartation on you, and something will happen on the inside of you. It could have been that way, but it wasn't. And I think that shows us there is something significant in gathering together corporately that cannot be received when you're just by yourself. The gathering together, there's a corporate thing that happens as we come in unity. Number two, or letter I stands for, if you want your flame to grow, you've got to increase your faith. Increase your faith. You know, we're told that this is a walk of faith. In other words, we never stay where we were yesterday. And we know that we cannot please God, come on, without faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Isn't that interesting? It means we've got to go somewhere we've never been before. In Hebrews 11, it talks about Sarah, how she believed God would do what he promised, even though it seemed it wasn't possible. I want to say to you, we serve a God of the impossible. And for someone here tonight, you need to hear that. That what man has said is impossible is possible with God. God is of the upside down kingdom. And we access it by faith. The Bible says in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believe. Faith without words is dead. You know, comfortable Christianity is unbiblical. You can't get comfortable. It's never going to get you breakthrough. I was talking to Pastor Kate today about post-COVID and how there's a whole movement of people trying to do church online in New Zealand. I'm not talking about those in lockdown. And I said, you know, you can't change and transform the world in your pajamas from the couch. That was the season for desperate times. We've now moved out of desperate times. And if we want to meet change makers and world changers, we got to get off the couch, in the car, and get into a place of family, into a place of corporate gathering. This is where the power is, when we're together. Faith's like a muscle. As you exercise it, it grows. This is the good thing. You might start off with a little bit of faith, but if you use it and you step out, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And the good thing is that what you moved in faith today is tomorrow's platform. I remember faith, walking out of faith, and you know, I just have to say it's uncomfortable and it is freaky. And I remember praying and saying to God one time before church service, Lord, is there any words of knowledge? Anyone need healing today? And you know, the way the Lord speaks to me is I actually feel a physical sensation in my body. And I felt this heat in the arches of my feet and this sort of tingling. And so I said, Lord, the arches of my feet. And I found him say, flat feet. Someone needs to be healed of flat feet. Now, if you know anything about flat feet, and all the flat-footed people can raise their hands, you will know that you cannot medically fix it. The only way it can be changed is through a divine healing. Praise God. So God was asking me to step out in faith. And I remember the Sunday. I said, listen, I'm giving this word. If you've got flat feet today, I believe the Lord wants to heal you. I was freaking out on the inside, freaking out. And after the service, this young girl, she was about 22 years old, she came up to us and she said, she had no shoes on, and she said, "I've got to show you my feet. I've got arches in my feet." She said, "As you gave that word, heat started coming into my feet. I started feeling a stretching, so much so that my feet started to hurt and I had to remove my shoes. And I watched as throughout the service, as you were preaching, arches formed where there was no arch." Faith and obedience bring breakthrough. Isn't that awesome? And you know, I tell you that today, God said there's healing in the room tonight. There is healing in the room tonight. In fact, he gave me some words of knowledge for tonight. He said there was someone here and you've been having tension headaches behind your eyes. Raise your hand up if I say, because this is just going to encourage, this is about you stepping out of faith. It's almost like eye strain. It's right here behind your eyes in this area. If that is you tonight, God is wanting to set you free. He's wanting to do a healing in that area. And I want you to come up when we have a ministry time at the end, tell the person who's praying for you, "I'm the eye person." And I tell you what, you may even start to feel a heat as I'm speaking right now and throughout the service. You may start to feel a loosening. That's the presence of God responding to faith. He's given the word, which means he wants to deposit faith in you because it's going to happen. The other word is left knee. Left knee. Who's got a sore left knee has had a problem in their left knee. And I even felt it was like more like this outside. I don't know where it's been, an injury. If that's you tonight, you're going to come up. You're going to say, "I'm the knee girl or guy." This is not just girls. So God's wanting to heal some people. And you see, when we speak of what God's already done, the Bible tells us in Revelation 9:1 that the Spirit of Jesus is prophecy. In other words, when we say what he's already done, it becomes a prophecy, a prophetic word for those who need healing. What he did for Melissa, that 22-year-old girl with flat feet, he can do for you. Increase your faith. Increase your faith. The R is for relationship with God. If we want to have a fire that grows, we've got to know the one who can blow on it. And I know that we go through seasons. I've been a mum of four. I still am. They've grown. I know the seasons. But you know what? We prioritize what's important to us. And God knows. He knows our schedules. This morning, I set my alarm at an uncomfortable time. Why? Because I hungered for him more than I hungered for another hour's sleep. Can we be women who make time in our schedules to pursue the one who pursued us? I remember when I had young kids, it wasn't the big chunks of time. I'm a girl who likes a lot of quality time with God. I just like to have a whole day. My husband says, "Hey, Jacinda, do you want me to bring you sushi home for lunch?" And I'm like, "Can you not?" Because I just want a whole lot of time with God. I know, I'm a little weird like that. I can't get enough of him. I want to go deep, deep, deep. But there was a time when I didn't have that luxury. I had these little kids around, wanted to go to the toilet. "Yeah, mom." You know what it's like. And you know, God is okay with that. Your day, your time just looks like morsels, moments, in the car, in the shower, that holy place, in the toilet. Come on, you've got to find those moments. You're walking from one shop to the other. Jesus can download. Don't make it this big thing if you haven't got a lot of time. Just make some time. Some people put it off. They're like, "I don't know what to say to him. I don't know, what do I say? What do I say to the Lord of the universe?" Just say hello. And then just next in and say, "I don't know what to say." Tell you what, you start there, you grow from there, and you'll find he talks back. Hey, I don't know about you, but I've just discovered the most incredible accountability partner in the last 6 months called YouVersion app. Anyone? If you haven't downloaded the YouVersion Bible app, come on, raise your hand if you've got that on your phone. That is the most incredible accountability partner. You wake up and you know you want to go to your phone, but you know you shouldn't. It's not spiritual, but now it is. Now it's really spiritual. And you see this notification, turn them on by the way. The notification says, "Be found in the Word of God today." That's what it said to me. 6 streaks, go for 7. I'm like, whoa. I'm competitive with myself, so I'm going for 7. gives you the actual Bible verse of the day. You could just read one if you're that moment. Or you could get deep and burrow. And if you've got that whole day, you're down there. You're in a rabbit burrow everywhere. It's awesome. I just think it's so easy now to be found in the Word of God if we would only make the time. John 15, verse 1 to 5, abide in me. Come on, you can say it with me if you know it. And I in you, unless the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. And neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So sobering. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Let's talk to him. I did notice, I don't know about you, but there's some times where I notice I get dry. Anyone? I just feel like I'm dry, I feel like there's a distance. I've noticed that for me it's when someone comes and interrupts my routine, often school holidays, and I'm camping, I'm in a different time and space. So I've got to work out, how does that look for me? And for me it's walk and talk, walk and talk, walk and talk. It's okay to mix it up. And I want to say one more thing about And I hesitated on this word because so many people are afraid of it. It's like a swear word. You want to keep a fire alive in your life? Lead a lifestyle of repentance. I think we don't talk about this enough in church. Lead a lifestyle of repentance. What that means is it means when I have a bad day, when I grieve the Holy Spirit, when I have an argument with my husband, when I speak out of turn, when I gossip about my workmate, when I participate in a conversation that I know is toxic. I come to God and I say, Holy Spirit, examine my heart. And I say, I am so sorry. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you forgive an imperfect person. Thank you for your blood that washes me clean. Can we start again? And you know, the Bible in Acts, I think it's 3:19a says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come. You see, when I've got a sin in my life or when I've grieved the Holy Spirit, it's like there's a wall or a distance between me and God. And you know, the funny thing about that is it makes me want to push God away. But the very opposite thing is true. As soon as I repent and I get on my knees, I say, God, I'm sorry. He knows. He loves me anyway. I can't do anything to escape his love. It comes crumbling down and that rain of refreshing comes. Can I get the musicians up as we bring this to kind of like a close and we see what God wants to do tonight? There's a correlation between repenting and refreshing. I love that. The last letter I want to talk about tonight that keeps my fire on fire, hot. And when it gets dull and I think about this point, I tell you what, it just sets my eyes straight ahead to the prize that I should be running towards. It's E is for having an eternal perspective. Thinking about eternity. Having eternity in mind. Because ladies, this world and our time on this earth is actually really short. And you know, the enemy will have us get so caught up in the carnality and the short, quick pleasures of the flesh and the things that we think are important, like the white picket fence, the ensuite to the bathroom I so would love with a family of six, the nice new car, the man of your dreams, the job of your dreams, the promotion. Come on, the world wants to get our eyes set on earthly things. I tell you, as soon as you do, it's so amazing how distraction comes in and you start, whatever you look at, you run towards. So I'm looking here at the thing at the world, the new job. I've got to get that promotion. I'm going for that promotion. I'm running towards it. And we forget about Jesus. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, so we fix our eyes on what is seen. Not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. as you get older, you find yourself more aware of how fast time goes. You know, the days fly by, becomes months. Before you know it, you're the one saying, it's Christmas again. But then you live a bit longer and you realise the decades fly by. And you realise that time is short. In fact, the Bible tells us it's like dew, the morning dew. It's there and it's gone. Come on, our life is this short. This world, 80 years, they say, max, sort of, you know, some of us are hitting 100. My mother-in-law's got a goal. She wants to see her grandkids. But for most people, you might get this amount of time, 80 years. But eternity, it keeps going. And we've got to be girls, men and women of God, that fix our eyes on what is unseen. And we've got to remember the why behind the what. Why we do what we do. It's not for man's praise and accolade. It's because we're in training for reigning. It's because there's a treasure stored in heaven. It's because there are people who need to be saved. Now, the saddest thing is that not everyone's going to make it to heaven. We don't talk about that enough either. We don't want to. One thing you can't do in heaven is lead someone to the Lord. It's too late by the time you get there. You know, time is short. Thessalonians 1:9 says a horrible thing. I'm just going to say it here, not because I want anyone to feel condemned, but because we've got to be in the Word and know the truth. It says that my friends that don't know God and my family, it says they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might. And Romans 6:23 tells me, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I just want to say that the Lord's desire is that no one should perish. In fact, He made it so easy that He sent His Son to give His life up so that we might live with Him forever. It's a free gift. We just have to receive it. Eternity is forever. This life is short. Let's be women, men and women, in fact, that keep our eyes on eternity. Store up a treasure in heaven. And do what we can with the days we've got into injecting life into others, rescuing others from hopeless situations, setting captives free, bringing freedom, releasing healing, telling people that they are loved, they are worthy, even if they've been a bad girl like me, even if they made some mighty mistakes, it's not too late. God says he throws our mistakes, our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. That's how far He removes them from us. It says His love is so great, nothing is too big for it. Tonight, as we're here, and we're talking about keeping that fire alive, we're talking about women who find people who fan the flame. We're talking about being women of exercising and increasing our faith. We're talking about being women who lead a lifestyle of repentance and have a relationship with God. We're talking about being people who have an eternal perspective. If you are here tonight and you want, something in you is going, I don't know what this is about, but there's something of love here. There's something that is making me think, I want to get in. I want you to know that tonight, we would love you to take that defining moment like I did on the altar in Dublin, Ireland. In my bedroom, no one was around, where I said, Jesus, I want to die to my will and I want your will. And it's simply as simple as that. Saying, Jesus, I believe you died for me and I want you to come and live in me. There's a couple of things I want to do tonight. One of them is give people an opportunity to cross from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, to have an investment in eternity and to know that their name is written in the book of life. There's one thing I want to do, and I think it's the most important thing that's on God's agenda tonight. And the second thing I want to do, we want to create an opportunity for you guys to receive ministry. And if I've, like I said today, I said about this healing in the room, if you are someone and you know there's a need for healing, I want you to raise your hand. You've got something going on in your life. There's something you want prayer for. You're going to come and stand on this side of the altar tonight, and we're going to have someone come and pray for you and agree for your healing tonight. Decree out the healing of heaven. The other thing I want to do is, God said to me that there's something in this room about people creating, there's a sound that you ladies, there's a sound in here. I really feel like there's, the Bible actually talks about a great company of women proclaiming good tidings. I really feel like there's a company of women God is raising up. It's like you're a birthing place, Pastor Kate. This is a birthing ground, and I really believe it's about partnering with heaven. And decreeing out, it's got to be your mouth, and you've got to release the sound. Now, I believe that has to happen tonight. I believe that can happen. It's an inception that as we agree together and as you release your sound, your prayer, your song, and for some of us, it's going to be tears. It's just going to be groanings and tears. I believe that there is a birthing going to happen in the realm of the Spirit, where you're pulling down from the realm of the Spirit something into the physical realm that we're going to see manifest on earth. So if you're that, you can do that where you want. If you want fresh where you're standing, you can do that as we're going to be led in that song, a powerful song that's just going to cover and lead us into that. But if you want fresh fire, and you're going, you're talking about fire, Jacinda, I don't even know how I got here. In fact, I used to be on fire, but I can feel it just... Tonight is your night. There's going to be an impartation of fresh fire into your life. Fresh fire is going to blow on you. In fact, right now, Holy Spirit, I just say right across this room, from the front of the room to the back, God, you would start to blow afresh in people's lives. Fresh fire, God, that they would have a passion rise up on the inside of them, Father. In Jesus' name, there would be an ignition. There would be a Holy Spirit blowing inside of them. And thank you, God. That there'll be like a blowing. So if you want fresh fire and you want, just come and you stand on this side, and there's just going to be people come and just agree with that. I was saying to Kate before I came here that as I was on the plane today, the Lord said to me, he showed me a picture of women with muzzles around their mouth. And the Lord said to me that I was to break the spirit of timidity over some people. And that means that you've been afraid to speak. You've been afraid to have a voice. Now, the context of that might be within your family. It might be within yourself. It might be within your workplace. But God is wanting tonight to remove the muzzles off your voice. And so we're going to, right now, if that's you, why don't you just put your hand near your mouth in just an act of faith. And we're just going to, if you're beside someone who's doing that, why don't you put your hand, just ask if it's okay if I can put my hand on you and agree and partner with you. Because circumstances happen in our life that try to shut us down. And can I tell you, Satan hates you. He hates women. He hates women, and he wants you silenced and oppressed. But God is a liberator of women. Jesus is a great liberator of women. So right now, right across this room, Father, we just release, Father, release your healing power. We tear off the muzzles around mouths, and we bind that spirit of fear and timidity, and we release your spirit of love that would cast out all fear. And we just say right now, we bring your empowerment that you would rise up these women, and there would be a sound on the inside of liberation and freedom come from within their bellies, in Jesus' name. Cool. So why don't we stand? And come on, I'm not going to wait. If you want to respond, I know there's hunger in the room. Let's start to move. So healing, you want healing? Come and stand over here, and the ministry team are going to come and start to partner with you. You want fresh fire? I want you to come and stand over here. Why don't you respond? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And just as people are moving, I'd like every, just move to your side. This is awesome. People are so hungry in this house. Why don't we just close our eyes for a minute? Because I just want to give people a chance to receive Jesus tonight. I just want to say, I've been there and it was the best decision I ever made. I've been set free of fear of failure. I've been set free from addiction. I've been set free from going around the mountain over and over again. Jesus broke my, he just gave me the power through the Holy Spirit to break cycles that I kept walking in. I started to believe in myself. I started to discover my identity and who I was. And having come out of a childhood of where I felt rejected and not loved, he told me I was loved and purposed. And the best thing he said to me once came through a scripture. It was, "For you are fearfully and wonderfully made. For I knew you," this is the Bible, "I knew you when you were in your mother's womb." You see, I was born out of wedlock, and for some reason, the enemy had me believe that I was a mistake. When I read that, "I knew you when you were in mother's womb. I wrote down every day of your life before you even breathed one." I realized that although I wasn't perhaps purposed by man, I was purposed by God. The world needs you. So let's have every head bow right now and eye closed. And I just want to, it's just me and you right now. If you're someone and you want to, today you want to get to know Jesus, you want to start that journey into freedom, can you just raise your hand? It's just me looking out. I just want to know who you are so I can pray with you tonight. All over this room. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. This is a defining moment for you. Thank you, Lord. So we're just gonna, I see those hands, and let me tell you, sister, this is the best decision of your life. We're all gonna pray with you because we've prayed this prayer before. But you know what? To pray it again, we feel it. It's just the most amazing thing. So let's just start. We're gonna honor. We say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on that cross to give me freedom. I believe that you are the Son of God. And today I make a decision to step into your kingdom and out of darkness and into light. Please come and live in me and set me ignited today on fire for you. Thank you that you forgive my sins and it's a new day for me. In Jesus' name. Amen." Yes, thank you, Jesus. Let's give these people, hallelujah. You know, when you pray that prayer, the Bible tells us that there is a celebration in heaven. It says that our name is written in a book of life. Wow, wow, wow. That's awesome. Why don't you just lead us now, ministry team, and the worship team, and we're going to come in and pray with you. Ministry team, start to move, and ask them, what do you want prayer for? We know, where's the fire people? Raise your hands up, fire people. Yeah, keep them up. Thank you, God. Fresh fire, Father. We're just going to start to come and pray that. Healing people, raise your hand up if you want healing. Raise your hand up. Awesome. Start to come. Ushers, just start to move. Thank you, Jesus.
To meet you and to get to know you and just to help you on your walk.